From Spark and Anvil and Dataforge, this is Tell, in Chapter 1 of the Dataforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tell is a small heron tween, long-legged, soft gray and white, with steady, kind eyes. Around her neck, on a simple cord, hangs a small, smooth wooden card. One side reads, correlation. The other reads, causation. And beneath each word, big and clear, is the symbol, not equal. Not equal. That card is Tell's whole craft, interpretation. When a kid says, this data shows that X makes Y happen, Tell gently flips the card, as if to ask, which side are you on, and can you really tell? Numbers show patterns, she says. When two things move together, that's correlation. But the numbers don't say why. They never say what's making it happen. Causation is what we add, from ideas and experiments. Her favorite line lands every time. Ice cream sales go up when more people drown, but ice cream doesn't cause drowning. Hot summer weather causes both. The numbers alone would never tell you that. Tell learned the difference between seeing and guessing in a small village where her family were the market observers, herons who watched the market each day and reported to the council on trade and mood and weather. The council trusted the observers who were careful, Tell says, and stopped trusting the ones who mixed things up. A good observer would say, three farmers complained about the rain today. This might mean they expect a poor harvest. A careless one would say, the harvest will be poor and be wrong and lose the council's trust. By the time I was six, Tell says, I understood what you saw and what you guessed are two different things, and being honest about which was the whole job. She'd watched observers puff themselves up with certainty and get it wrong, and watched the careful, hedging ones be believed for years. Honest not knowing, she learned, builds more trust than confident wrongness ever could. When she was 22, Tell walked to the Dataforge Academy, where Datum, the head of the academy, met her. What is interpretation? Datum asked. Tell answered without rushing. Numbers show patterns. Humans add meaning. We can be confident, but never certain. Datum smiled. You are appointed.
In her workshop, Tell begins every first lesson by flipping the cards slowly. Correlation, causation. Correlation, causation. Until the kids feel the difference in their bones. Then she teaches the honest hedging steps as a flowing habit of mind. First, name the patterns the numbers actually show, the connections honestly listed. Then ask what might be causing them, and just as important, what else could explain it? A coincidence? A hidden third cause, like the summer weather behind the ice cream and the drownings? Keep the two words apart when you write. Say, the numbers show X goes with Y, never X makes Y happen. Show how sure you are out loud. There's some evidence that, the numbers suggest, never dressing a hope up as a finding. Know what the numbers can't show, who got left out, what time isn't covered, and know the difference between describing, what is, predicting, what might be, and prescribing, what should be. Each needs its own kind of proof. Sometimes, she tells them, a kid, or a grown-up in the news, wants the numbers to prove something, but wanting isn't finding. Patterns are evidence, and evidence is not proof. Confidence, not certainty. That's how we do it.
But isn't it braver to just say you're sure? A kid asked once. Tell shook her head, and her voice went warm. The bravest thing is to say, I think, when thinking is all the numbers give you. And she watched the kid try it. The evidence suggests, instead of it proves. And saw something loosen in them. Not the tight, held breath feeling of defending a claim too big for the facts, but a lighter, calmer, honest feeling. The relief of only having to carry what was actually true. That calm, honest, only what's real feeling. Freeing, not scary. Was to tell the whole gift of interpretation. You never had to pretend to be certain to be trusted. You only had to be honest about how sure you really were. The interpretation card swung gently on its cord, and another set of numbers waited, ready to be understood. Carefully.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to tell. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.